Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Dom time. Boy, so much stuff on deck. We're tracking the story across the state that I don't think you're hearing anywhere else locally, and you might not for some time, where any number of coroners have said that they believe the health department is inflating the numbers when it comes to cause of death, coronavirus. And we had an interview scheduled with the one guy who's gotten called into some briefing because of all that's blown up around this. We hope to bring him to you, but I'll give you a little bit more of the story in a moment. Side question of the day. For the Dom Time 2020 calendar, just hit us with your most significant or favorite number. There's a couple of biggies that have not been said yet. I love the guy that called in that said 80, though, because he's 79. That was just really, really well done. Pi has been said. Rose said 13 in another room. 7, 420, 420, that statute in California. But a number that is just amazing to see play out and sad are the number of people so hard hit. You see these long lines of people. We talked about it even weeks ago. One was near Pittsburgh, I guess it was, or Hershey. Lined up, sometimes in their vehicles, at food banks or something akin to food banks. Well, one of the all-time best, biggest, most efficient is right here in Philadelphia. We thought we'd catch up with the idea of what's going on with Philabundance. And Samantha Redemar joins us to talk about Philabundance and what is going on and what do they need. Sam Redemar is with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Sam, welcome in. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for highlighting what's going on in food banks right now during this really critical time.
We haven't seen the lineup here like we have in other places, or I may have missed it. Are you feeling, is this the most overwhelming that Philabundance has ever felt?
Well, we have been comparing this to the government shutdown for a while. When the government shutdown happened last year, Philabundance was hit really hard trying to make sure that furloughed workers and people who were out of work at the time had the food and access to food that they needed. Right now, we're seeing these numbers increase more so than the government shutdown. We work with a network of over 350 agencies, and some of them are reporting seeing 50 plus more people than they typically do. We even opened 40 additional X-free food sites with the city of Philadelphia and Share, providing 400 boxes of free food twice a week, and those boxes are going like hotcakes. And so I really think that does speak to the need in Philadelphia and in the surrounding counties.
So do people come to one site with Philabundance, or you guys are in several different sites?
So Philabundance, we work through a network of over 350 agencies. We have pantries, soup kitchens. We work with schools, hospitals, things like that.
Okay.
Our partnership with the city has opened free food sites across Philadelphia specifically, so West Philly, North Philly, Southwest Philly. We have a list of the actual sites on the city of Philadelphia's webpage, and people can go. There's no ID required, no documentation required. On Mondays between 10 a.m. and noon, they can go pick up boxes of shelf-stable items, so things like pasta sauce, and spaghetti and peanut butter. And then on Thursdays, we have fresh produce that is given out. And so 400 boxes at each site twice a week, shelf stable on one day and produce the next day. And people are really utilizing these boxes to help feed their families.
So what do you need at Phil Abundance? Do you need volunteers or do you need resources? Is it more money contributions at this point?
So right now, our biggest need is for contributions. So volunteerism, we have seen an uptick and an uproar in volunteering. We've actually had to put people on a wait list to volunteer for some days, and it's because we've had to slash our volunteer shifts in half to make sure we're abiding by CDC guidelines and social distancing. So we usually had about 45 people at a volunteer shift helping us pack and sort through food. We had to slash that to about 20 people. So we've had to increase the number of volunteer shifts, but Philadelphia and the surrounding counties have come out in masses trying to help to really help people in need right now. So we are really, really grateful for that. As far as monetary donations go, we're able to stretch the average dollar a bit further. So when you buy a can of beans at the grocery store, let's say, we could possibly use that money and buy about 3 cans of beans through our grocery partners as well as wholesalers. Also, right now, because of the supply chain kinks and grocery stores having trouble keeping food on the shelves, we've seen an increase in price of food as well. So you wouldn't want people having right. to go out to the grocery stores without and not social distance and put themselves at risk to buy food for us when they can provide us with the money and we'll buy that food in bulk and buy the items that people really need and get it out to them as soon as possible.
What do they do, Sam? Where do they go? What's the website or what's the best way to interact with you?
Best way, philabundance.org. If you go take a look at the page right now, we have a COVID-19 page of all of our efforts, all the people who've been helping us along the way, and all the ways people can get involved.
Well, you guys do a great job on a daily basis. Thank you. And anytime we can be of help, we'll check back in with you.
Of course. Thank you so much. And if anyone is struggling with hunger, they can contact 1-800-5-HUNGRY to find a distribution site or food near you. So that's 1-800-5-HUNGRY.
All right, Sam, thank you. Thanks very much.
My pleasure. Have a great day, guys.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.